It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College softball bats were held in check as the T-Birds lost a Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference doubleheader to number 17 Johnson County Community College on Saturday, falling in shutout fashion twice, 5-0 in 7 innings and 8-0 in 5 innings, while manufacturing a combined 3 hits across the 2 games. Johnson County has won 10 straight in the series history dating back to 2021. With the pair of losses, Cloud County has dropped to 8-16 overall and 0-4 in conference play. Cloud County's offense was limited to 2 hits in Game 1. Sophomore Camille Stauffer notched a 1-out single in the bottom of the 2nd inning, while freshman shortstop Malia Coster picked up a hit in the bottom of the 7th. T-Birds freshman catcher Emily Johnson reached twice in Game 2. Johnson drew a leadoff walk but was left stranded in the 2nd. Johnson then tallied Cloud County's only hit of Game 2 on a single to center field in the bottom of the 4th before being thrown out trying to advance to second base. Johnson County freshman right-hander Elsa Carrillo pitched all 7 innings in Game 1, allowing no runs and 2 hits while striking out 6. Sophomore Jalen Lovers threw all 5 innings for Johnson County in Game 2, allowing no runs on 1 hit and 1 walk with 6 strikeouts. Cloud County continues a 6-game homestand today when they host Kansas Wesleyan JV for a non-conference doubleheader beginning at 1 p.m. at the Cloud County Community College softball field. Today's doubleheader will stream live on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com.